This ASAP video is brought to you by Team Builder, the online strength and conditioning platform for coaches and their athletes. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today I'm in the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. I'm at Georgia State University. I'm with the Panthers today, and I'm also with Scott Holzapfel. Scott, welcome back to our podcast.
Thank you. It's great to be back, and good seeing you guys down here in hot Atlanta.
I'll tell you what, you know, we just did an interview a couple of months ago up at, you were one of the speakers at the Battleground Academy strength training seminar up there that Hammer Strength put on. Here we caught up with you again. I told you we were coming after you.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys coming around these parts, and glad that you were able to come and see a workout this morning.
Speaking of which, you know, all this great music and this new sound system that you've got here in your new weight room, Scott. You know, I lost my iPod, and I think I lost it up at Battleground Academy, and I think you guys found it. So if, you know, you get a chance, you know, if you can return it.
Yeah, I'll make sure I get it up to you after I copy the rest of your songs. I'll get it right up to you.
Appreciate it. The Panthers, tell us a little bit about how you got here and some of your background, and this is a great place.
Well, really, I started off, I was fortunate enough to be raised in a college town, State College of Pennsylvania. I went to school at Penn State, and I got my first exposure really into strength conditioning and really what it could be and what it is today from John Thomas, JT. In my opinion, you know, he's a great mentor and one of the greatest strength coaches I've known. So I was fortunate enough to start off there, and then I was able to do an internship under Coach Mickey Mimrati at Notre Dame, which are two great mentors of mine, really close friends, and that's how I really got in the field. And it's really the two guys I learned probably the most from, besides every other, you know, sport coach that I've stolen a lot of information from, whether it's just motivational and how to coach.
You know, Coach, you've got a brand new facility here. Can you tell us a little bit about what went into the thought process and how you set it up?
Really, I mean, the facility will be a year old in September. I'm actually really happy for the guys. You know, they used to just have 15 squat racks and that's it over to our arena. So it kind of dictated a lot of training style that we were going to do and, you know, the size of the groups and, you know, things that we can do with guys there. Really fired up for the guys here to have a real nice facility for them. 7,000 square feet. Thought process, really, at the beginning, you think of worst case scenario. Worst case scenario is you have the whole team at one time. Now, it's not optimal. It's not something that I would write up for myself necessarily. But, you know, you never know what the head football coach might want. So it's broken up in that ways, where it's each position group can actually go to one area. You got 9 position groups, about 16, you know, you got 8 pieces of equipment, 2 deep, 1 working, 1 spotting, a 16 guys per area. And I also wanted to have a lot of variety. So whether it's just from the racks, the machines, belt squats, leg presses, upper body machines, pushing and pulling machines, a little bit of cardio, and then I went with power blocks to save on space, and really financial reasons. And, of course, we got 8 neck machines.
Coach, I don't know if you took notice, but, you know, I was using your belt squats over there. I was over at the Pit Shark station, and hopefully you'd noticed how much weight was on that baby. But, you know, 5 sets of 5.
I saw that. I mean, it's a good thing. I always watch guys to see if they're taking off or putting on. So I noticed that you didn't take any off, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. You know, you guys are coming off a bowl victory, and things are, you know, looking up for the Panthers here at Georgia State. What's on tap in the fall for this big season? You even got Wisconsin, you got Ball State. I mean, it's big.
Yeah, we got a big season coming up for us. You know, it was the most successful year they've had here in the program. The program's only 6 years old, you know, so they had 3 years in the FCS and 3 years in the FBS. So it's growing really fast. We're trying to make history instead of just being a part of history all the times, which a lot of programs are. Worried about really tomorrow, worried about Wednesday's workout, one day at a time. And we'll go from there.
You know, and it's not cold down here in Atlanta, Georgia. We saw the heat was starting to crank up outside this morning, and you had the Panthers out there rolling. What was your training program this morning out on the Georgia heat out there in downtown Atlanta?
Really, we had two groups today. You know, so the really important thing is you're trying to get the players to drive the bus. You know, you're trying to build leadership. And so we have them in two groups. We have offense. We have mandatory breakfast at 7. Then at 8 o'clock, offense was on the field with me doing speed work. Defense, they were in their unit, their position rooms with the unit leaders running film sessions. That's all on them. We also do some team building things within those meetings with those guys as well, because I meet with the unit leaders once a week. And then we flip it at the halfway point, about an hour in. And then the offense will go in and watch film, and defense will come out and run. And then on the field, we did, you know, dynamic warm-up, a bunch of speed technique work, some resistance speed work, And then we did some short speed endurance work.
And one thing I noticed, and I go a lot of places, and I noticed the juice. You guys got some real spirit here.
Yeah, that's one of the things I found here as compared to a lot of the other places. I mean, a lot of energy. I think the culture down here really drives a lot of that, really from the, even from the music. I think a lot of these guys really appreciate the small things, you know, by having a new weight room. I mean, if we get a sign, one sign goes up in a weight room, it's a big deal. You know, you get one new piece of equipment, it's a really big deal. Guys really appreciate all the small things because they never had them before. So as we build along with it, it's always new, it's always the first.
What's the story on that American flag out there? That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, it was. We went to the ROTC program, so the 4th of July workout, I went to the on-campus ROTC program and asked if they would donate a flag that we could hang up on our weight room since it's a brand-new weight room, really to create some more spirit and for the guys. And we went over there, and they donated us a flag, and it was actually a flag, I think it was in Afghanistan.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah,
yeah, it was actually there, and they had a little plaque for us. You know, it was from the Georgia State University ROTC program, so it's really appreciated.
Yeah, you got a you guys really respect and honor the military. See, you got a K bar right here in the office.
Yeah, that was actually given to me when I was at Marquette University. I think it was probably in early 2000s. I trained three guys. They were in the ROTC program, but they were on a higher level, and they wanted to go into Special Forces. So I used to train the ROTC program there usually about twice a week, and then I would train probably about a group of 4 to 5 guys and more of their elite guys, try and prepare them for, you know, what they were getting ready to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, I'll tell you what, these Georgia State Panthers are really fortunate to have a very knowledgeable guy like you running the program and steering the boat. You know, we really appreciate you giving us the okay to come in and check it out, and really impressed with what we've seen today.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys stopping down here. I mean, a lot of friends in the industry don't have too many excuses. I mean, we got the world's busiest airport, you know, right down to nine miles away, and it's a great city, a great area, up-and-coming university, really high in academics and integrity. You know, the football program, along with all the other athletic programs, are really on the way up.
Yeah, the whole deal is here. It's Atlanta, Georgia, my kind of town. Coach Scott Holzapfel, thanks for joining us today on this ASAP Athletic Strength and Power Podcast. We look for big things coming out of you here with this program, and you've got it rolling.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys stopping down and spending time.